Here's something that probably bugs you every time you walk into a bank branch. While you're ordering dinner with a tap, video calling across continents, and managing your entire social life through a device in your pocket, your bank still asks you to fill out paper forms in triplicate. This jarring disconnect isn't accidental. It's the result of what Chris Skinner calls digital aliens running institutions designed for digital natives. Most banks remain trapped in a 500-year-old model of physical distribution, merely slapping digital band-aids onto fundamentally outdated structures. They treat branches as their foundation, with apps and websites as nice-to-have extras, when the reality should be exactly reversed. This explains why Bank of America ordered 1,500 copies of Skinner's blueprint for their leadership team. They're finally realizing that incremental updates won't cut it anymore. The fintech revolution isn't coming, it's already here, and traditional banks are scrambling to avoid becoming the blockbuster video of financial services. What's needed isn't evolution, but complete architectural reinvention, turning the entire banking model inside out. Banks still build around expensive physical locations, while customers manage money through apps, creating what Skinner calls mix-a-channel, a confused mess of disconnected services. The solution? Recognize that banks have only one channel, digital, that provides the foundation for everything else. Start with customers and employees, then build processes using digital resources optimally. Only afterward should banks consider how brick and mortar fits in. A properly designed digital bank operates as three businesses simultaneously: manufacturing products, processing transactions, and retailing services. Products must be deconstructed into component widgets that customers mix and match, like Lego blocks, rather than pre-assembled sets. Processes should be offered through APIs, allowing third parties to integrate banking directly into their systems. The real magic happens through mass personalization, analyzing customer data to deliver contextual services at precisely the right moment. Imagine your bank offering a car loan exactly when you're standing in a dealership you researched last night, or suggesting mortgage options as your Uber passes through a neighborhood you've been browsing online. This transforms banking from reactive transactions to proactive life management. Between 2009 and 2013, European banks closed roughly 20,000 branches, about 8% of their network. Spain cut 17%, UK branches nearly halved since 1990, and the US is projected to lose 1 in 5 over the next decade. Yet customers remain attached. 89% prefer discussing serious matters in person, 94% want branch access for problems, and 80% of accounts still open in branches despite digital dominance in daily transactions. The future branch network will split, 80% becoming self-service satellite stations, 20% transforming into Apple Store-style genius bars in major shopping areas, relationship hubs rather than transaction centers. Forward-thinking banks like Washington Mutual and ING Direct have pioneered this approach, removing teller barriers and hosting community events. Meanwhile, banks obsess over omnichannel strategies, but customers don't think in channels. When you check your balance on your phone, transfer money on your laptop, then call customer service, you're not switching channels, you're just interacting with your bank. Digital banks focus on omni-customers instead, designing experiences that meet diverse needs while encouraging migration to preferred service methods. Mobile phones now outnumber toothbrushes globally, with mobile payments reaching $235.4 billion in 2013, up 44% year over year. Kenya's M-Pesa exemplifies this transformation. Launched in 2007 to replace dangerous cash transport, it now serves 17 million customers, processing $20 billion annually, over half Kenya's GDP. Banking penetration surged from 2.5 million to over 10 million, leapfrogging the branch infrastructure that took Western nations centuries to build. Smartphones have revolutionized mobile banking by simplifying transactions and enabling micropayments. The virtual goods economy hit $14.8 billion in 2012. Mobile cameras now replace paper checks, images sent via text are legally acceptable for U.S. deposits, while Japanese banks allow account opening with just a driver's license photo. QR codes enable instant payments through apps like Barclays Pingit. Over 10% of adults worldwide used mobile money last year, including 34% in Somalia, despite its lack of functioning government. The bank branch is becoming optional. The smartphone is essential. Banking has always been fundamentally social, built on trust, relationships, and community connections. Digital banks recognize that social media engagement, networking capabilities, and money transfers create engagement, leading to customer relationships and profitability. Wells Fargo discovered that responding civilly to negative feedback led to constructive conversations and valuable insights. ICICI Bank launched full-service banking on Facebook, gaining over 2 million likes within a year. Their social media engagement dramatically improved customer sentiment, with positive mentions increasing from 19% to 49%, while negative mentions dropped from 24% to just 6%. Social banking extends beyond marketing, creating entirely new business models: social money and payments, virtual currencies, social lending and saving, and social funding and investing. Bitcoin represents the most radical experiment, the world's first decentralized online currency created through encryption algorithms and capped at 21 million coins. Despite dramatic price volatility, advocates envision it eventually becoming as simple to use as PayPal or credit cards. Numerous virtual currencies are emerging in gaming ecosystems: Line Coins, QQ, Facebook Credits, World of Warcraft Gold, and Amazon Coins. Major payment processors like Visa and American Express are acquiring platforms to develop virtual currency systems. The line between real and virtual money is blurring. What matters isn't the form currency takes, but the trust and utility it provides. Your bank values your transaction data more than your deposits. As Citibank executives noted decades ago, information about money has become as important as money itself. Banks are now in data wars with tech giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook, though many traditional banks haven't realized the battle has begun. Value migrates over time. Salt was once more valuable than gold, with Roman soldiers paid in salt, the origin of salary. Today, raw data is abundant and cheap. The real value lies in transforming it into knowledge. Visa can analyze 73 billion transactions in 13 minutes, enabling banks to target offers based on customers' lifestyles. Modern analytics enable predictive banking, combining transaction data with search patterns to offer real-time services, like car loans as you pass a dealership you researched last night. Cash still represents over half of payment volumes in developed nations, but financial institutions are replacing it with electronic transactions. The greatest opportunity lies in secure data management. Banks should guarantee customer data security as their defining competitive advantage. In a world where tech companies monetize your information and breaches make headlines weekly, the institution that protects your financial life becomes invaluable. The future of banking isn't about who holds your money, it's about who you trust with your data. We're living through banking's most profound transformation in 5 centuries, yet most barely notice because changes happen in the background of daily life. Every phone tap, contactless payment, and automated transfer quietly dismantles the financial system our grandparents knew. The question isn't whether traditional banking will transform, it's whether it will transform fast enough to remain relevant, or whether tech companies will simply build tomorrow's financial system while banks cling to yesterday's infrastructure. The winners will deliver financial services that feel less like banking and more like magic, anticipating needs, simplifying complexity, and integrating seamlessly into life. Your choice of where to bank isn't just about interest rates anymore. It's about which vision of the future you support. The revolution is here. Your wallet is becoming obsolete. Your bank branch is transforming or disappearing. Your data is more valuable than your deposits. The institution that blends digital capabilities with human understanding will earn not just your business, but your trust. In a world where your refrigerator can pay for groceries and your car can negotiate parking fees, the real question is simple. Will your bank be part of that future, or will you need to find one that is?